Heritage Agency in North Jersey. She can be there if you need services for collections. And Carol Gable bringing us the most amazing people. And to you all, again, thanks so much for listening. I'm Jeannie Murphy on behalf of Colleen Kelly and I at Jeannie Murphy PR and Mariah Media here at the Hunterdon Chamber. Thank you for listening. Have a great week.
Thank you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
We work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue-Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Authorities in Cincinnati expected to announce today whether the family of a boy who climbed into a gorilla exhibit at a zoo will face charges. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters will hold a press conference to announce the decision. The child falling into the enclosure late last month and was dragged around by a 450-pound silverback gorilla named Harambe. The Blue Angels remember one of their own and Colorado native Jeff Koos.
The nation has lost an incredible husband, father, son, Marine, and teammate. Truly one of the absolute finest Americans this country can produce.
The Marine captain from Durango, Colorado, was killed when his Hornet crashed not long after taking off from the runway in Smyrna, Tennessee on Thursday during a practice run. The Navy said the 32-year-old was in his second year with the Blue Angels, his first year as a demonstration pilot. And Louisville's honoring their hometown hero who became an international icon all week. Scores of people of all races and faiths filling a local mosque last night to pay tribute to Muhammad Ali, who died on Friday. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Have you been to ConservativeTribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
The world of nature seems to be honoring legendary fighter Muhammad Ali. He died Friday at the age of 74. On Sunday, in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, thousands of bees settled in a tree next to a mural bearing the three-time heavyweight champ's most famous quote, "Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee." Workers supported by Gospel for Asia are organizing relief efforts to help victims affected by flooding in Sri Lanka. USA Radio's Russ Jones has more.
Danny Pronos, vice president of GFA, says 3 days of pounding rain arrived ahead of the usual start of the monsoon season.
You know, it's been over 20 years since they've seen something like this has happened where there's been flooding. I mean, it's been different things like tsunamis and different things, but not this kind of massive flooding. It seems to be almost like a perfect storm.
After the rain ceased, floodwaters began receding, and officials said the death toll stands at about 92. Puno says workers supported by Gospel for Asia have distributed nearly 5,000 food packets to flood victims now living in relief camps.
Anytime you have kind of a water disaster, tsunamis, flooding, natural disasters, that where water is contaminated, the first immediate thing you try to do is get people to not be drinking contaminated water, and so then you kind of prevent the diseases from spreading and people getting sick.
Several churches and homes of workers supported by GFA are still flooded. I'm Russ Jones.
And this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We're going to come out of Tuesday night with the delegates we need for her to be the first woman nominee on a major party ticket in the United States.
That's Hillary Clinton's campaign manager John Podesta on Fox as we're one day away from the last big round of Democratic presidential primaries. 475 delegates are at stake in California. It's one of six states holding primary elections tomorrow. Officials in Ukraine say they've prevented a plot to attack the soccer European Championships in France. The Security Service of Ukraine had been following a French man since December, waited for him to buy guns and ammunition, then finally arrested him on the Ukrainian-Polish border late last month. And storm warnings and watches in effect as Tropical Storm Colin starts to dump rain on Florida's west coast. National Hurricane Center saying the storm is packing maximum sustained winds of 50 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are
Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Authorities in Cincinnati expected to announce today whether the family of a boy who climbed into a gorilla exhibit at a zoo will face charges. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters will hold a press conference to announce the decision. The child falling into the enclosure late last month and was dragged around by a 450-pound silverback gorilla named Harambe. The Blue Angels remember one of their own and Colorado native Jeff Koos.
The nation has lost an incredible husband, father, son, Marine, and teammate. Truly one of the absolute finest Americans this country can produce.
The Marine captain from Durango, Colorado, was killed when his Hornet crashed not long after taking off from the runway in Smyrna, Tennessee on Thursday during a practice run. The Navy said the 32-year-old was in his second year with the Blue Angels, his first year as a demonstration pilot. And Louisville's honoring their hometown hero who became an international icon all week. Scores of people of all races and faiths filling a local mosque last night to pay tribute to Muhammad Ali, who died on Friday. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Have you been to ConservativeTribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
The world of nature seems to be honoring legendary fighter Muhammad Ali. He died Friday at the age of 74. On Sunday, in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, thousands of bees settled in a tree next to a mural bearing the three-time heavyweight champ's most famous quote, "Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee." Workers supported by Gospel for Asia are organizing relief efforts to help victims affected by flooding in Sri Lanka. USA Radio's Russ Jones has more.
Danny Punos, vice president of GFA, says 3 days of pounding rain arrived ahead of the usual start of the monsoon season.
Yeah, it's been over 20 years since they've seen something like this that's happened where there's been flooding. I mean, it's been different things like tsunamis and different things, but not this kind of massive flooding. It seemed to be almost like a perfect storm.
After the rain ceased, floodwaters began receding, and officials said the death toll stands at about 92. Puno says workers supported by Gospel for Asia have distributed nearly 5,000 food packets to flood victims now living in relief camps.
Anytime you have kind of a water disaster, tsunamis, flooding, natural disasters, that where water is contaminated, the first immediate thing you try to do is get people to not be drinking contaminated water, and so then you kind of prevent the diseases from spreading and people getting sick.
Several churches and homes of workers supported by GFA are still flooded. I'm Russ Jones.
And this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We're going to come out of Tuesday night with the delegates we need for her to be the first woman nominee on a major party ticket in the United States.
That's Hillary Clinton's campaign manager John Podesta on Fox as we're one day away from the last big round of Democratic presidential primaries. 475 delegates are at stake in California. It's one of six states holding primary elections tomorrow. Officials in Ukraine say they've prevented a plot to attack the soccer European Championships in France. The Security Service of Ukraine had been following a French man since December, waited for him to buy guns and ammunition, then finally arrested him on the Ukrainian-Polish border late last month. And storm warnings and watches in effect as Tropical Storm Colin starts to dump rain on Florida's west coast. National Hurricane Center saying the storm is packing maximum sustained winds of 50 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Authorities in Cincinnati expected to announce today whether the family of a boy who climbed into a gorilla exhibit at a zoo will face charges. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters will hold a press conference to announce the decision. The child falling into the enclosure late last month and was dragged around by a 450-pound silverback gorilla named Harambe. The Blue Angels remember one of their own and Colorado native Jeff Coos.
The nation has lost an incredible husband, father, son, Marine, and teammate. Truly one of the absolute finest Americans this country can produce.
The Marine captain from Durango, Colorado, was killed when his Hornet crashed not long after taking off from the runway in Smyrna, Tennessee on Thursday during a practice run. The Navy said the 32-year-old was in his second year with the Blue Angels, his first year as a demonstration pilot. And Louisville's honoring their hometown hero who became an international icon all week. Scores of people of all races and faiths filling a local mosque last night to pay tribute to Muhammad Ali, who died on Friday. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Have you been to ConservativeTribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
The world of nature seems to be honoring legendary fighter Muhammad Ali. He died Friday at the age of 74. On Sunday, in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, thousands of bees settled in a tree next to a mural bearing the three-time heavyweight champ's most famous quote, "Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee." Workers supported by Gospel for Asia are organizing relief efforts to help victims affected by flooding in Sri Lanka. USA Radio's Russ Jones has more.
Danny Punos, vice president of GFA, says 3 days of pounding rain arrived ahead of the usual start of the monsoon season.
You know, it's been over 20 years since they've seen something like this has happened where there's been flooding. I mean, it's been different things like tsunamis and different things, but not this kind of massive flooding. It seemed to be almost like a perfect storm.
After the rain ceased, floodwaters began receding, and officials said the death toll stands at about 92. Puno says workers supported by Gospel for Asia have distributed nearly 5,000 food packets to flood victims now living in relief camps.
Anytime you have kind of a water disaster, tsunamis, flooding, natural disasters that where water is contaminated, the first immediate thing you try to do is get people to not be drinking contaminated water, and so then you kind of prevent the diseases from spreading and people getting sick.
Several churches and homes of workers supported by GFA are still flooded. I'm Russ Jones.
And this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
News is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We're going to come out of Tuesday night with the delegates we need for her to be the first woman nominee on a major party ticket in the United States.
That's Hillary Clinton's campaign manager John Podesta on Fox as we're one day away from the last big round of Democratic presidential primaries. 475 delegates are at stake in California. It's one of six states holding primary elections tomorrow. Officials in Ukraine say they've prevented a plot to attack the soccer European Championships in France. The Security Service of Ukraine had been following a French man since December, waited for him to buy guns and ammunition, then finally arrested him on the Ukrainian-Polish border late last month. And storm warnings and watches in effect as Tropical Storm Colin starts to dump rain on Florida's west coast. National Hurricane Center saying the storm is packing maximum sustained winds of 50 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Authorities in Cincinnati expected to announce today whether the family of a boy who climbed into a gorilla exhibit at a zoo will face charges. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters will hold a press conference to announce the decision. The child falling into the enclosure late last month and was dragged around by a 450-pound silverback gorilla named Harambe. The Blue Angels remember one of their own and Colorado native Jeff Koos.
The nation has lost an incredible husband, father, son, Marine, and teammate. Truly one of the absolute finest Americans this country can produce.
The Marine captain from Durango, Colorado, was killed when his Hornet crashed not long after taking off from the runway in Smyrna, Tennessee on Thursday during a practice run. The Navy said the 32-year-old was in his second year with the Blue Angels, his first year as a demonstration pilot. And Louisville's honoring their hometown hero who became an international icon all week. Scores of people of all races and faiths filling a local mosque last night to pay tribute to Muhammad Ali, who died on Friday. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Have you been to ConservativeTribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
The world of nature seems to be honoring legendary fighter Muhammad Ali. He died Friday at the age of 74. On Sunday, in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, thousands of bees settled in a tree next to a mural bearing the three-time heavyweight champ's most famous quote, "Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee." Workers supported by Gospel for Asia are organizing relief efforts to help victims affected by flooding in Sri Lanka. USA Radio's Russ Jones has more.
Danny Punos, vice president of GFA, says 3 days of pounding rain arrived ahead of the usual start of the monsoon season.
You know, it's been over 20 years since they've seen something like this that's happened where there's been flooding. I mean, it's been different things like tsunamis and different things, but not this kind of massive flooding. It seemed to be almost like a perfect storm.
After the rain ceased, floodwaters began receding, and officials said the death toll stands at about 92. Puno says workers supported by Gospel for Asia have distributed nearly 5,000 food packets to flood victims now living in relief camps.
Anytime you have kind of a water disaster, tsunamis, flooding, natural disasters that where water is contaminated, the first immediate thing you try to do is get people to not be drinking contaminated water, and so then you kind of prevent the diseases from spreading and people getting sick.
Several churches and homes of workers supported by GFA are still flooded. I'm Russ Jones.
And this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We're going to come out of Tuesday night with the delegates we need for her to be the first woman nominee on a major party ticket in the United States.
That's Hillary Clinton's campaign manager John Podesta on Fox as we're one day away from the last big round of Democratic presidential primaries. 475 delegates are at stake in California. It's one of six states holding primary elections tomorrow. Officials in Ukraine say they've prevented a plot to attack the soccer European Championships in France. The Security Service of Ukraine had been following a French man since December, waited for him to buy guns and ammunition, then finally arrested him on the Ukrainian-Polish border late last month. And storm warnings and watches in effect as Tropical Storm Colin starts to dump rain on Florida's west coast. National Hurricane Center saying the storm is packing maximum sustained winds of 50 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Authorities in Cincinnati expected to announce today whether the family of a boy who climbed into a gorilla exhibit at a zoo will face charges. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters will hold a press conference to announce the decision. The child falling into the enclosure late last month and was dragged around by a 450-pound silverback gorilla named Harambe. The Blue Angels remember one of their own and Colorado native Jeff Koos.
The nation has lost an incredible husband, father, son, Marine, and teammate. Truly one of the absolute finest Americans this country can produce.
The Marine captain from Durango, Colorado, was killed when his Hornet crashed not long after taking off from the runway in Smyrna, Tennessee on Thursday during a practice run. The Navy said the 32-year-old was in his second year with the Blue Angels, his first year as a demonstration pilot. And Louisville's honoring their hometown hero who became an international icon all week. Scores of people of all races and faiths filling a local mosque last night to pay tribute to Muhammad Ali, who died on Friday. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Have you been to ConservativeTribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
The world of nature seems to be honoring legendary fighter Muhammad Ali. He died Friday at the age of 74. On Sunday, in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, thousands of bees settled in a tree next to a mural bearing the three-time heavyweight champ's most famous quote, "Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee." Workers supported by Gospel for Asia are organizing relief efforts to help victims affected by flooding in Sri Lanka. USA Radio's Russ Jones has more.
Danny Punos, vice president of GFA, says 3 days of pounding rain arrived ahead of the usual start of the monsoon season.
You know, it's been over 20 years since they've seen something like this has happened where there's been flooding. I mean, it's been different things like tsunamis and different things, but not this kind of massive flooding. It seemed to be almost like a perfect storm.
After the rain ceased, floodwaters began receding, and officials said the death toll stands at about 92. Puno says workers supported by Gospel for Asia have distributed nearly 5,000 food packets to flood victims now living in relief camps.
Anytime you have kind of a water disaster, tsunamis, flooding, natural disasters, that where water is contaminated, the first immediate thing you try to do is get people to not be drinking contaminated water, and so then you kind of prevent the diseases from spreading and people getting sick.
Several churches and homes of workers supported by GFA are still flooded. I'm Russ Jones.
And this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We're going to come out of Tuesday night with the delegates we need for her to be the first woman nominee on a major party ticket in the United States.
That's Hillary Clinton's campaign manager John Podesta on Fox as we're one day away from the last big round of Democratic presidential primaries. 475 delegates are at stake in California. It's one of six states holding primary elections tomorrow. Officials in Ukraine say they've prevented a plot to attack the soccer European Championships in France. The Security Service of Ukraine had been following a French man since December, waited for him to buy guns and ammunition, then finally arrested him on the Ukrainian-Polish border late last month. And storm warnings and watches in effect as Tropical Storm Colin starts to dump rain on Florida's west coast. National Hurricane Center saying the storm is packing maximum sustained winds of 50 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Authorities in Cincinnati expected to announce today whether the family of a boy who climbed into a gorilla exhibit at a zoo will face charges. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters will hold a press conference to announce the decision. The child falling into the enclosure late last month and was dragged around by a 450-pound silverback gorilla named Harambe. The Blue Angels remember one of their own and Colorado native Jeff Koos.
The nation has lost an incredible husband, father, son, Marine, and teammate. Truly one of the absolute finest Americans this country can produce.
The Marine captain from Durango, Colorado, was killed when his Hornet crashed not long after taking off from the runway in Smyrna, Tennessee on Thursday during a practice run. The Navy said the 32-year-old was in his second year with the Blue Angels, his first year as a demonstration pilot. And Louisville's honoring their hometown hero who became an international icon all week. Scores of people of all races and faiths filling a local mosque last night to pay tribute to Muhammad Ali, who died on Friday. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Have you been to ConservativeTribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
The world of nature seems to be honoring legendary fighter Muhammad Ali. He died Friday at the age of 74. On Sunday, in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, thousands of bees settled in a tree next to a mural bearing the three-time heavyweight champ's most famous quote, "Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee." Workers supported by Gospel for Asia are organizing relief efforts to help victims affected by flooding in Sri Lanka. USA Radio's Russ Jones has more.
Danny Punos, vice president of GFA, says 3 days of pounding rain arrived ahead of the usual start of the monsoon season.
You know, it's been over 20 years since they've seen something like this that's happened where there's been flooding. I mean, it's been different things like tsunamis and different things, but not this kind of massive flooding. It seemed to be almost like a perfect storm.
After the rain ceased, floodwaters began receding, and officials said the death toll stands at about 92. Puno says workers supported by Gospel for Asia have distributed nearly 5,000 food packets to flood victims now living in relief camps.
Anytime you have kind of a water disaster, tsunamis, flooding, natural disasters that where water is contaminated, the first immediate thing you try to do is get people to not be drinking contaminated water, and so then you kind of prevent the diseases from spreading and people getting sick.
Several churches and homes of workers supported by GFA are still flooded. I'm Russ Jones.
And this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Dr. Foreman saying even if Sanders pulls an upset win over Clinton in California, it may not matter.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We're going to come out of Tuesday night with the delegates we need for her to be the first woman nominee on a major party ticket in the United States.
That's Hillary Clinton's campaign manager John Podesta on Fox as we're one day away from the last big round of Democratic presidential primaries. 475 delegates are at stake in California. It's one of six states holding primary elections tomorrow. Officials in Ukraine say they've prevented a plot to attack the soccer European Championships in France. The Security Service of Ukraine had been following a French man since December, waited for him to buy guns and ammunition, then finally arrested him on the Ukrainian-Polish border late last month. And storm warnings and watches in effect as Tropical Storm Colin starts to dump rain on Florida's west coast. National Hurricane Center saying the storm is packing maximum sustained winds of 50 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here.
Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Authorities in Cincinnati expected to announce today whether the family of a boy who climbed into a gorilla exhibit at a zoo will face charges. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters will hold a press conference to announce the decision. The child falling into the enclosure late last month and was dragged around by a 450-pound silverback gorilla named Harambe. The Blue Angels remember one of their own and Colorado native Jeff Coos.
The nation has lost an incredible husband, father, son, Marine, and teammate. Truly one of the absolute finest Americans this country can produce.
The Marine captain from Durango, Colorado, was killed when his Hornet crashed not long after taking off from the runway in Smyrna, Tennessee on Thursday during a practice run. The Navy said the 32-year-old was in his second year with the Blue Angels, his first year as a demonstration pilot. And Louisville's honoring their hometown hero who became an international icon all week. Scores of people of all races and faiths filling a local mosque last night to pay tribute to Muhammad Ali, who died on Friday. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Have you been to ConservativeTribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
The world of nature seems to be honoring legendary fighter Muhammad Ali. He died Friday at the age of 74. On Sunday, in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, thousands of bees settled in a tree next to a mural bearing the three-time heavyweight champ's most famous quote, "Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee." Workers supported by Gospel for Asia are organizing relief efforts to help victims affected by flooding in Sri Lanka. USA Radio's Russ Jones has more.
Danny Punos, vice president of GFA, says 3 days of pounding rain arrived ahead of the usual start of the monsoon season.
Yeah, it's been over 20 years since they've seen something like this has happened where there's been flooding. I mean, it's been different things like tsunamis and different things, but not this kind of massive flooding. It seemed to be almost like a perfect storm.
After the rain ceased, floodwaters began receding, and officials said the death toll stands at about 92. Puno says workers supported by Gospel for Asia have distributed nearly 5,000 food packets to flood victims now living in relief camps.
Anytime you have kind of a water disaster, tsunamis, flooding, natural disasters, that where water is contaminated, the first immediate thing you try to do is get people to not be drinking contaminated water, and so then you kind of prevent the diseases from spreading and people getting sick.
Several churches and homes of workers supported by GFA are still flooded. I'm Russ Jones.
And this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
News is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family.
It's order free here. It works here. Believe you, continuous pain relief spray. Fast acting, easy to use, odor free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Authorities in Cincinnati expected to announce today whether the family of a boy who climbed into a gorilla exhibit at a zoo will face charges. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters will hold a press conference to announce the decision. The child falling into the enclosure late last month and was dragged around by a 450-pound silverback gorilla named Harambe. The Blue Angels remember one of their own and Colorado native Jeff Coos.
The nation has lost an incredible husband, father, son, Marine, and teammate. Truly one of the absolute finest Americans this country can produce.
The Marine captain from Durango, Colorado, was killed when his Hornet crashed not long after taking off from the runway in Smyrna, Tennessee on Thursday during a practice run. The Navy said the 32-year-old was in his second year with the Blue Angels, his first year as a demonstration pilot. And Louisville's honoring their hometown hero who became an international icon all week. Scores of people of all races and faiths filling a local mosque last night to pay tribute to Muhammad Ali, who died on Friday. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Have you been to ConservativeTribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
The world of nature seems to be honoring legendary fighter Muhammad Ali. He died Friday at the age of 74. On Sunday, in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, thousands of bees settled in a tree next to a mural bearing the three-time heavyweight champ's most famous quote, "Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee." Workers supported by Gospel for Asia are organizing relief efforts to help victims affected by flooding in Sri Lanka. USA Radio's Russ Jones has more.
Danny Punos, vice president of GFA, says 3 days of pounding rain arrived ahead of the usual start of the monsoon season.
You know, it's been over 20 years since they've seen something like this has happened where there's been flooding. I mean, it's been different things like tsunamis and different things, but not this kind of massive flooding. It seemed to be almost like a perfect storm.
After the rain ceased, floodwaters began receding, and officials said the death toll stands at about 92. Puno says workers supported by Gospel for Asia have distributed nearly 5,000 food packets to flood victims now living in relief camps.
Anytime you have kind of a water disaster, tsunamis, flooding, natural disasters, that where water is contaminated, the first immediate thing you try to do is get people to not be drinking contaminated water, and so then you
Monday morning in the latest black bear sighting in central Jersey, a young black bear was spotted on the grounds of the Rainbow Child Care Center, Lieutenant Michael Maxwell, spokesman for the Township Police, said. The bear was seen by a teacher at the center and immediately reported. Police arrived upon scene shortly thereafter, and the bear soon moved on from the area. Quote, "A juvenile black bear was spotted grazing in our vegetable garden by one of our teachers, and we quickly called police," said Gina Sayaj, operations director for Rainbow. "We gathered the kids who were inside at the time and kept them inside for the rest of the day." Quote, we talked to animal control and received some helpful tips about being a good neighbor and being bear aware and what to do and what not to do when you encounter a bear, unquote. During this time of year, black bears are coming out of their torpor, a state of semi-hibernation, and searching for food and mates, said Lawrence Hajna, who's a spokesman for the New Jersey Division of Environmental Protection Agency's Division of Fish and Wildlife. The younger bears are striking out and looking to carve out their territory to find a mate, said Hajna. Or you may see mother bears out with their cubs. You may see a bear passing through a residential area, but they tend to follow the stream carriers along wooded and swampy areas. They're looking for skunk cabbage, a leafy plant that grows along the edges of waterways, said Hajna. Petals, the injured walking black bear who gained a lot of notoriety last year, hasn't been sighted, said Hajna. He was last spotted in December. As far as I know, there have been no sightings of Petals, said Hajna. I'm assuming he's out in the woods somewhere, not being seen. If that's the case, it's a good thing. We don't want him to be a sideshow. Thus far, there have been several black bear sightings in central Jersey over the past 2 weeks. In South Bound Brook, near Prospect and Elizabeth Streets. In Greenbrook, near Greenbrook.